Pekin physician was rushed to the hospital back in June when he had difficulty breathing at the family dinner table. He had COVID-19. Now he has a message for Central Illinois.
We need to all fight that pandemic fatigue and do take it seriously.
That's Dr. Tom Luft of Unity Point Health. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Tuesday, September 1st, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Kim Blickenstaff, entrepreneur and philanthropist, has made quite a few headlines. He's purchased multiple high-profile properties in Peoria, Peoria Heights, and Spring Bay, along with numerous charitable donations. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
Central Illinois-born, California-based biotech entrepreneur and philanthropist Kim Blickenstaff addressed the Rotary Club of Peoria on Friday, August 28th. His Sand Cody Lakes Resort and Retreat in Spring Bay has made great progress. Renovations at his Scottish Rite Cathedral in Peoria are nearing completion. The Betty Jane Brimmer Center for the Performing Arts in Peoria Heights has been a great addition to the Central Illinois entertainment scene. Blickenstaff says that COVID-19 has not hindered his ability to do business.
It's not stopping our progress. Matter of fact, we've actually moved ahead and charged even a little bit faster in our pace and more focused on our project because of COVID-19.
Blickenstaff expects to break ground on the Atrium Hotel in Peoria Heights later this fall.
We're finally done with the architect design of it internally and externally. And now we're kind of now looking at the color schemes, the furniture, how it's going to look.
Blickenstaff and his team still have significant plans for the waterfront along Galena Road through Peoria Heights, involving reimagining locally iconic and significant structures. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here's some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. A Tazewell County woman in her 80s is the Tri-County region's 50th COVID-19-related death. She was not a resident of a long-term care facility or associated with any outbreak. Tri-County area health officials reported 178 new COVID-19 infections over the course of the weekend, bringing the region's total to 3,790 since the start of the pandemic. And Taft Homes residents will be relocated on site during the course of a $45 million redevelopment project scheduled to begin next year. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Dr. Tom Luft of Pekin was treating patients through the COVID-19 pandemic. Then he contracted the virus. Luft talked to Tim Shelley about his battle and recovery and what he wants people to learn from his experience.
In June, I started to develop what felt to me like allergies. I had a little bit of stuffy nose and really didn't think much of it, didn't have a fever, didn't really feel all that sick. But I had some meetings, thankfully, the week that this happened, I wasn't seeing patients. And I said, well, you know, it's a little funny because the antihistamines weren't helping. So I had called employee health, which is part of our protocols, you know, if we're not feeling 100% prior to coming to work. And they said, well, why don't we get tested? And I did that. And to my surprise, it came back positive. For the week after that, again, I didn't feel real bad, just a little bit of stuffiness, and that was really it. And then I was sitting down to dinner, my family, one Sunday, and felt okay, but within minutes, all of a sudden, I was in big trouble and was very short of breath and had to get out of the emergency room right away because I was really that bad. So it went from just minor stuffiness to really bad really quickly.
So I know some people say this is much worse than any flu or anything else they've ever had. If you can just, can you just give a comparison of what's this like, or have you ever been through anything like this?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. So I'm fairly healthy. I'm in my mid-40s. I don't really have much in the way of underlying health issues. I've had the flu before. So 3 or 4 years ago, the flu went through my family. I got the flu shot, but yet I still got the flu. That was 5 days of being uncomfortable. Like I said, this is 10 weeks and I was hospitalized. I've never been hospitalized before. I was never been short of breath like that before. I've never required oxygen before, so it was significantly worse than the flu. And where it gets confusing is some people, you know, they get this, they remain kind of minor and some are asymptomatic. They don't have any symptoms. And, you know, just like that first week of me having it, If it would have stayed that way, I would, and we were talking about it, I would have said, well, this was much easier than the flu that I had several years ago. But for me and for some people, it gets really bad and it can happen really quickly. And it was way worse than the flu.
So if we could go back and talk a little bit about that evening where you had to go to the hospital, I mean, what was going through your head right then?
The things that kind of went through my head, of course, was thinking about my family and I have been in medicine for 15 years and taking care of patients in critical condition before. And, you know, those patients started to go through my mind and I was worried about people having conversations with my family like I've had to have with people that have died or passed away or critical.
Going through this, being both a physician and somebody who has survived COVID, that gives you kind of a unique perspective, so to speak, here. So what's this mean in terms of what you're telling other people, your patients, even friends and family about this virus?
There were a number of lessons that I learned from it. And just, you know, kind of thinking personally, I think like a lot of people, when it was all coming out, you know, there was a lot of nervousness and fear, and I think, you know, it was in some ways well warranted. And we kind of went through, you know, this lockdown stage, especially here in Illinois. And, you know, at first it was something that you know, I think we all embraced easily. But as time went on, you know, that became more fatiguing to do that, and it became harder to do that. And one of the things that I quickly had learned from this is that we should have that diligence like we all had in the beginning. It's something that, you know, I think we need to all fight that pandemic fatigue and do take it seriously.
Well, that was all I had, unless there's anything else.
No, I appreciate you visiting with me. Thanks, thanks again.
Yeah. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.